Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. Shir's Lilu Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Yoim Manuel ben Shalom Hartman, who's nifter a few days ago. We're holding him Psachim Daf on Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of the Loch. We started that on Ches Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Detani. According to the Reb Chaim's explanation, this is a new thing. The Gemara brings a Braiso. The tzibur coming to do Korban Pesach. We know that if the majority is tameh, so they do it on Pesach Rishon because Pesach ba betumah. The majority are tahor, so the majority does the Pesach betahara, and whoever is tameh waits for Pesach Sheni. But what happens if it's 50-50? 50% of Klai is tahor and 50% of Klai is tameh. So the din is that tohorim moisim is Rishon ve'atameh is Sheni divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the half the Torah will do in Pesach Rishon, and the half the Torah will be pushed to Pesach Sheni, and the Gemara is going to explain soon why. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, that's the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim, HaTorim Moisim La'atzmon VeHaTmeim Moisim La'atzmon. According to Rabbi Shimon, they both do in Pesach Rishon. The Torah do on their own, and the Tmeim do on their own. Omru Lo Yina Pesach BaChetzim. You can't bring the Korban half Betumah, half Betaharo. Eloi Kulam Yasu Betaharo or Kulam Yasu Betumah. Either everybody's doing Betaharo or everybody's doing Betumah. Manu Omrlo, who's the one who said the Omrlo to Rabbi Shimon? So the Mokeh Abiyudo, that's the Shita of Abiyudo. The Tani and Tamon, we learned over there, Nitmeis achaz min achalus, achad min azdorim. If one of the chalus of the Shtei Alechem that come in Shavuos, got Tomei. So now you have one bread Tomei, one bread Tor. Or one of the Zdorim, the Lechem Aponim that comes on Shabbos, they come in two Zdorim. Each Seder has six chalus. If one of the Zdorim became Tomei, Abiyudo him is Shtem Yitzu Lebeis Asrefa, Shein Kerban Tzibun Cholok. You have to burn the whole thing, because you don't say, okay, half is okay, half is not okay. You don't do half and half. It has to be the whole thing together. So same thing with Korban Pesach, it can't be half and half. So the Gemara Davrut Tesa Mudalef, V'chachoyim Oimrim, Hatom betumosoi ve'ator yochel, meaning when you have half of the breads that are tome, half the breads are tar, whatever is tar can be eaten, and the tome you burn. The ones who are loy, they're chachomim. Shehem b'shitas, Rabbi Yehuda. They're going in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that you're not supposed to use to divide a korban into half and half. But it's not Rabbi Yehuda himself. Why do we want to say it's not Rabbi Yehuda himself? So Rabbi Chaim brings two explanations. Either because it says Omruloi, Lashon Rabim, not Lashon Yochid. Or this goes back to the previous daf that we learned that when you have Hoyroyo Betos, every shaving according to Rabbi Yehuda can push the entire Klal Yisrael. So Kol Shekin Pesach, they don't go based on the Shvatim. But if you have half, they'll push the entire Klal Yisrael. So that's why Yehuda himself would not agree to the statement in this case, but the concept that you don't divide a korban comes from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara Daita de Rameir Hen Mechzo HaMechzo Mat Ovidlo. Rameir that said that the Tehorim do Pesach Rishon and the Tmein do Pesach Sheni, how does he treat 50%? Keroiv Kemiot. Does he treat it like a majority? 50% is like a majority, or it's like a minority? In Tehme Keroiv, if you hold it's a majority, you can use the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim over here, HaTmeim Ein Oisim HaSheni. So how can you say that 50% will do Pesach Sheni? They're a majority. A majority doesn't do Pesach Sheni, only a minority. In Tamar Kemiut, Elamai, you say you treat 50% like a miut. HaTorim Ein Oisim HaSarishon. The Rishon has to be a majority, not a minority. That's what the Gemara understands at this stage. Meaning at this stage, the Gemara understands that Tzibur, the Roiv is a Tzibur, they do Pesach Rishon. Individuals do Pesach Sheni. This concept he says is incorrect. To come and say that minority doesn't do Pesach Rishon, that's not true. And to say the majority doesn't do Pesach Sheni, that's also not true. All he's saying is that the majority, if the majority of Am Yisrael are Tameh, you don't push up to Pesach Sheni. Here, the majority of Am Yisrael are not Tameh. It's only half. So they could be going to Pesach Sheni. And the other half, even though the only half, they're Tehorim, they could do Pesach Rishon. In other words, the Gemara is saying is that he's considered half to be a mute. We never said that mute can't do Pesach Rishon. We just said that the Roiv will not push to go to do Pesach Sheni. In this case, we're not pushing the Roiv to do Pesach Sheni, we're pushing only 50%. So the Gemara Al-Daite, the Omril, the ones that argue on Rav Shimon, Hayen Mechzo HaMechzo Ma'atovel, what are you going to do with half and half? Rav Shimon says they both do Pesach Rishon. He said you can't divide Am Yisrael. So what do they hold? In order to solve the problem, you have 50% Torah, 50% Tomei. Make one of the Torahim Tomei. How? By touching his sherets. And then you'll have the majority tummy. Shmuel Amar Mishlachim Moiso Derech Choyker. Another solution, you send one of the people that are Torah to Derech Choyker. So now the Torahim are a mute or a minority. So the Gemara asks, Kimandoma, that goes to Kimandoma, Hayochin Machriya Latum. How do you determine a roiv? Does a roiv mean that you have one more on one side than the other? So then here you have one more. That's one mandoma, that's what he holds. But Kimandoma ain't a Yochin Machriya Latum. He says one is not enough to be Machriya, Mishlachim Shtai, you have to send two. The Rav Kerablozer. This answer of Rav goes like a blozer. Come on, don't my blozer. Yatziu magei nevelus magei shrotzim oisim betumo. Was old. Then we said that Am Yisrael is a tzibu. They bring Pesach betumo. It's not only a tumas mace. They touch mace. It be any tumo. If they touch a sheretz, a nevelo. If the majority of Klai saw a tome, they do Pesach rishon betumo. But what an argument. Say no. Only tumei mace are the ones. Then you say Am Yisrael does betumo. Because here, what does Rav say? You take one more person, make a tome with what with a sheretz. But that's not Tmei Meis. You see, the ultimate joint to become the Roiv of Klai Yisrael to be doing Pesach Betumo. Says the Gemara, even the Reblaza that holds they could do that, it's only Shein Shamayim Litvah, no water to go to the Mikvah. Avim Yesham Naim Litvah, Le'enon Usim Betumo, because Tmei Sheret, Tmei Neveli goes to the Mikvah, he can eat Pesach that night. Talk about that there's no water, and therefore they're talking they can't do Pesach that night. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, we're using here the Gears of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Korban Ha'ido, Omar Blazer, Habo Betumas Klei Sharis. We said in the Mishnah that if you have a tumor of Am Yisrael or tumor of the Kriyanim, so the Pesach comes a tumor. He says also if the tumor is a klisharis, all the kalim of Beis Hamikdash are tumi. Or tumas yadayim, if you hold tumas yadayim in the Beis Hamikdash. Habob tumas sakinim, or you have a tumor that happens because of the knives, all the knives became tumi. And that all these cases, hubab tumor, it's enough to make Pesach come a tumor. Continues the Gemara, Yatzibu shlish zovim, shlish tmeim, shlish teoir. So we spoke in the beginning of the daf. You have Am Yisrael 50-50. But what happens if you have a third, a third, and a third? You have a third that are Tomei, and a Tomei, if it would be in the majority, they would do Pesach Betumo. And now it's only a third. Then you have a third that are Zavim. Because this is the thing everybody agrees, that if Am Yisrael, the majority, I have a Tuma Ziva, they don't do Pesach Betumo. We're going to learn it later from a Pasuk. And you have a third that are Tehoyim. So what do? The Tmeim were not a Roiv. I mean, the Tmeim that are supposed to do Pesach Rishon are not a Roiv. And the Torah went out of Reif. So the Amar B'Shem Chizkiya Zavim Etmeim Robu La Torahim Voisim Betumo. Meaning he holds that Tmei Mace are not Nidcha La Pesach Sheni unless the majority of Am Yisrael are Torahim. In this case, the majority of Am Yisrael are not Torah. So the third there at Tmei Mace will do Pesach Rishon. V'Zavim Ein Voisim Lesa Rishon Lesa Sheni. But Tumah Zavim, they can't do Pesach Rishon because you don't see the Tumah Zav as Doicha Pesach Rishon. They also not push to Pesach Sheni. Because ain't tashlumim the Pesach Babatumo. Only Pesach that came betaharo, the people that are tome do Pesach Sheni. But Pesach came betumo, the people that are tome can't do Pesach Sheni. So even though in this case they couldn't bring Pesach Rishon, they still don't bring Pesach Sheni. So that's the shita of Ramono that we consider the zamin to a certain extent. Omar Rav Zohiro hazav asu otoy ke mishumot behoyoyo. Rav Zohiro argues, he says, we ignore the zav. The same way a mishumot, someone who doesn't keep mitzvahs. So you have Am Yisrael that did a hoyro beisur. We mentioned it before. They came basing Paskin and Am Yisrael went and did an Aveiro. If it's the majority of Am Yisrael that did the Aveiro, they'll bring a Korban. If it's the minority, they're not going to bring a Korban. What happens if you have only 50% that did the Aveiro and you have a Mishuman, someone who is not frum, he's not keeping mitzvahs, and he's doing the Aveiro, but he's not doing the Aveiro because of the Hoiro, because basing said you could do it. He does all the Aveiros in the world. As Kamon the Tawan, the same way we learned there. He doesn't add to the number. We don't consider him because he's not doing because of the Hoyro of Beis Din. So we look at the 50% that did the Hoyro, it's only 50%. The other 50% did not do the Hoyro, it's 50%. You don't consider this with Shuman at all. He's out of the number. So here, the Zov is not considered because he's not considered to be Pesach Babetumo. And he can't take up as part of the count. He's not a Torah either. So he's not part of the count. So you look at the third, which are Tmei Meis, and the third, which are Tar, and you just count them, and it will be the same machlokes as you had before. We're going half and half. Continues the Gemara, Bnei Chaburah, Shinit Ma'echad Me'em, Ve'en Yadu Eizu. You have Bnei Chaburah, one of them became Tome. We don't know who. They're mixed up. Some of them got Tome. Tzichim La'asod Pesach Sheni. They all will do Pesach Sheni. Because they all cannot bring the Pesach right now because they're Sovik Tome. Tzipu, Shinit Ma'echad Me'em, but you have a Tzipu, the whole Am Yisrael, one of them became Tome. One of them is something we don't know who it is. Rav Zohar says they'll do betumah because they can't bring the carbon right now. b'tahara, because one of them is tameh. They all suffix name. So one of them, they will all will just do korban betumah, and everybody will do betumah. Tanya b'shaya sukas feker. We're not doing betumah mamash. We're doing b'sofik. Meaning anybody who knows for sure he's tameh, he's not going to come and pay Pesach Rishon. Only someone who's a sofik, he's not sure if he's tameh or not, he will bring Pesach Rishon. Because we're not saying they'd consider to be tameh for sure. It's only sofik tameh. And the reason is, the reason of Rabbi Shaya is because the one who's for sure Tameh, and he's coming now and bringing Korban Pesach, he may be getting Karis because everybody else may be Tar. So we say only someone who's Sofik comes. The Tzibur is doing it with Sofik Tumah, not with Vade Tumah. So the more of Amy, Bishom, Shim, Lokish, Lehoiroyo, Hilcho, Achai, Shivas, Eretz Yisrael. When we count the majority of Am Yisrael for Hoiroyo, you go based on the people who are living in Eretz Yisrael. Because they are the ones that consider call for the purpose of Hoira. Letumah, regarding Pesach. Hilchu achar roim nichnasim la'azara. Then you go based on the people that are coming to the Azara. I don't care about Am Yisrael who's b'derech chichoiko, who are not a part of this Korban Pesach. So the more ma, b'chol kas v'kat v'sharim, or emi sharim v'kas v'sharim bilvat. Meaning, do we go and look at, we said there's three groups that do Korban Pesach. Do we say, okay, let's take all the groups, and see if you have a majority of Tameim or Tohirim. And even if it so happens to be that the first group, they are all Tar. But if you take the second and third group together, the Tameh, that's where you go based on. Or you go based on the first group that comes to the base, the first one who's coming in, that will be determined if it's Pesach HaBetumah or not. So before they divide into groups, they take all Klal Yisrael, and they see if the majority are Tameh, says HaBetumah. If not, then it doesn't come Betumah. And you're not counting in based on each group. So the Gemara Amar B'shur B'Levi L'Hoiro Hilchu Milavoi Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. That goes back to what we said, that the Roiv goes based on the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Where is Eretz Yisrael? From Lavoi Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. That's the location, that's the Gvulim, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. After Chumah B'Shem, Avchun Natayim B'Shur B'Levi, what's the reasoning, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, V'yaz Shloima B'Sayi, Sachag V'Kol Yisrael Imoi. And the Pasuk continues us to say, was Kahal Gadol Milavoi Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. So this verse is telling you that what is the definition of a kohol? It says kohol. And it says the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. Why does it tell me the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael? To tell you the definition of a kohol is the people living in Eretz Yisrael between these borders. And that's a kohol, legabe hoiro, legabe the, when you have to have roiv am Yisrael doing a mistake based on a roiv's basin, what's the majority? People in Eretz Yisrael between these borders. But this will conclude you, Shalmi Psochim, Daf Nun Tes.